sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
At the float plane pond adjacent to the runway at the Juneau Airport, field maintenance worker Brad Greening is after ducks. But he's not hunting. Greening is hazing birds, an important aspect of wildlife management that occurs behind the scenes at airports across Alaska and across America. A bird striking an aircraft is a potentially dangerous situation. Greening and his colleagues have learned what attracts different kinds of birds and how they respond to hazing, how fast they fly, if they fly high or close to the ground, whether they take off quickly or sluggishly, and what their flocking tendencies are. Eagles, gulls, ducks, and herons all require different strategies. Workers use cracker shells and screamer shells, fired with a 12-gauge shotgun, to flush birds and move them away from runways. A Kappa pistol fires an exploding projectile that travels about 1,000 feet. Noise-making propane cannons can be programmed to fire at periodic intervals. Scarecrows are also used. Birds become accustomed to scare tactics, and so a variety of techniques are needed. Minimizing the things that attract birds is an important part of the job. It's not just birds. Deer are a problem at many airports. Greening has even seen black bears at the Juneau Airport. But airline passengers rarely see airport wildlife because workers like Greening patrol the area and keep wildlife clear of the runways. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.